Here with us now is the newly crowned Miss Missouri, Simone Esters of Columbia, and welcome. So let's get started. First off, congratulations on what a life-changing honor to be crowned Miss Missouri. So the pageant last Saturday night at the Mexico Military Academy. And tell our listeners, besides being absolutely surprised and excited, what have you been doing this past week? Or should I say, is there anything you haven't been doing?
Oh, yes. It has most definitely been crazy. The day after your crown, you have a meeting in the morning, and then that Monday, so a couple days ago, I had my first appearance. So they really get you going right off the bat and get you immersed in the role of Miss Missouri. But all in all, it's such an exciting experience for me, and I'm so honored to be named as the new Miss Missouri.
So tell us about your initiative, because I was extremely anxious when I heard it was revolving around mentors and how you're encouraging writing among youth. And I just thought it was a very intriguing topic. So share with us the details, if you would, please.
Yeah. So my social impact initiative as Miss Missouri is Leave Your Mark, which is founded upon the idea of increasing both the quality and quantity of mentors. And through my years, even as just a student at Mizzou, I've been involved in various different mentoring organizations. And I am a journalism student, and I was chatting with one of my really, really good friends, who too is a journalism student. And we said, what if we started a mentoring organization that focused exclusively on the idea of writing? And we felt that through the journalism school, we had so many resources, and we've learned so much about writing, and it's affected our lives in so many ways. What if we created a program that highlighted that? So we developed Righteous Girls, which empowers young girls through writing in all forms. And that is a nonprofit 501c3 organization and a student organization at the University of Missouri.
And please tell our listeners how they can find additional information about your organization. Is there a website?
Yeah, we have a website, and it's just www.righteousgirls.com. Righteous Girls, and I can spell that. It's Right, WRITEOUS Girls.
Good.
Right.
In addition, it's also encouraged that journaling and writing and things similar to that is also a suggested exercise to help with mental illness and other type of initiatives to prevent violence, etc. So what a great exercise to encourage during their adolescent years to write and continue to write, using writing as an outlet, a positive outlet.
Yes. And going off of that, what we found was I went on a service trip about a year ago, and it focused on the emotional expression and how 9 times out of 10, that's what causes so many instances of violence in youth, is because they don't know how to express their emotions in an adequate or non-violent way, and that writing was a good way to express those in a safe manner. So that was also what led, you know, to kind of what you were saying, mental illness, what led us to develop this curriculum as well.
Tell us, when is the date set at this point for the Miss America pageant?
Right. So the Miss America organization has yet to announce the date for the national competition, but right now we're anticipating it being held in January. So that preparation will start very soon. I start my first preparation meeting on July 1st, and that's really going to kick off the year for myself. And in the meantime, I will be doing various different appearances, both promoting the organization and my platform or my social impact initiative. So between that and Miss America preparation, it will keep me very busy.
The Journalism School of University of Missouri. So as you near graduation, what are the plans?
Yes. So actually, that was something I just took care of today. I will be taking the fall semester off of classes so I can fully devote my energy into this organization and the preparation that goes along with it. But I look to return in the spring semester and take online classes. I was supposed to graduate in May 2020, but now I will most likely be graduating in December of 2020.
And well worth it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you only get 1 year of doing this, so I want to make sure I do it right and I'm able to devote 100% of my time.
Simone, thank you so much. And we have been visiting with the newly crowned Miss Missouri, Simone Esters of Columbia. Thank you so much for your time. We are looking forward to your upcoming year-long journey as Miss Missouri. Anxious to see all of your success. And for Regional Radio, I'm Kelly Smothers reporting.